Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio on the beginning of July 4th weekend, 2022. It's July 1st. Okay, and we're all going to have a great weekend wherever we are. Happy 4th to everybody. And I just hope this 4th is a special one for everybody. We're expecting a really nice one up here in Maine. So please enjoy yourself wherever you are. Welcome to Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. I'm Larry Jacobs, and we have a wonderful show for you today. I reached out to Valerie Williams, who is the Senior Administrator of Talent and Diversity Development for Springfield Public Schools in good old Springfield, Massachusetts, in Western Mass, the hub city, and often forgotten about because of Boston, okay? So we're going to go to Springfield today and find out what's going on with their public schools, why people should think about teaching there, and how Val goes about recruiting people. And I know she does a great job with diversity, all right? And it is a very diverse community out there, kind of in the Berkshires. You'll really enjoy the show today. We're going to archive the show at ace-ed.org. That's our home website, ace-ed.org, for American Consortium for Equity in Education. Please go over and check out our Excellence in Equity Awards program, okay? We really want you to nominate your colleagues, the companies you work with, et cetera, who work with you in equity. It's a Excellence in Equity Awards. You can even nominate yourself if you want, okay? So please check out that. All right. At ace-ed.org, all of this has its own icons. Our podcasts are all archived over there. We have our SEL today, all about social-emotional learning. That's linked over there, as well as this one fits in there today, is our teacherretention.com, teacher-retention.com, all about the educator shortage. We are extremely concerned about that. Okay, and it's tough for every school district, and I imagine tough for you wherever you are, but hope not. But we're going to talk to Valerie, who's spinning. There she is. Valerie, it's Larry here. How you doing?
I'm fine, Larry. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on this morning.
You are welcome here any time. Don't even hesitate to think about that, Val. And are you off? Are you
Thank
off
you.
Today? Or are you working? Are you full-time over there? What's going on? Are you working today in Springfield?
I am on vacation today. So just for you, I'm calling in today.
You're the best. Thank you for taking some time out of your vacation to give us a call, because you're good at what you do, and I want people to understand what you do. Yeah, you are. You really are. I read that article about, you know, how well you guys are doing out there, and I really want you to push Springfield schools and tell everybody what you're doing today. I have to ask, I assume you're a 12-month-a-year employee, right? Regular employee, right?
Yes, I am, yes.
So they're going to force you back to work on the 5th? What's going to happen, Val? When are you going back?
You think the 5th I will be back, but the 4th will be a great day off for all of our employees, and then happily return on the 5th.
Good enough. Thank you again for calling in today on your – I really appreciate that. That is just great. Okay, I love having you. So, first of all, Springfield's Western Massachusetts. I read about you guys in an article and your good work over there. Just kind of give the overall view of Springfield Public Schools. Okay, tell us how many kids, you know, they usually say, free and reduced lunch, that type of thing.
Sure. Well, Springfield Public Schools, we have about 65 schools. We serve 26,000 students in grades pre-K through 12. So we are very busy in Springfield. And we have a variety of different programs. We have a variety of programs within our schools. And we're just one of the best school districts to work for in Western Mass.
Which, by the way, is a beautiful part of the world. I hope people understand that. Okay? It is just a beautiful part of the world. It's the Berkshires, Pittsfield. You're right close to New York State. You're close to Vermont. You're close to Connecticut. Okay? You use Hartford Airport if you need to go anywhere. You eliminate Boston out of that mess. Okay? It's really a good place. How long have you been there, Val?
I've been with Springfield Public Schools for about 25 years now, so I've
so it's
been
not
through,
a permanent it's not a permanent position, huh?
Well, I've been in many other different capacities in Springfield. I was a teacher, a principal, and now this position for recruiting. So Springfield has been very good to me.
Well, I guarantee you, you've been very good to them in return. And you just brought up something really interesting, okay? You were a teacher, and then you were in administration, still are. But now you're specializing, okay, in recruiting, all right? And just talk about how you made that transition and what came to light as you made that transition. And what you have, you're now a salesperson, by the way. Congratulations. You're now in sales.
Oh, my goodness.
You know?
I've never kind of been a salesperson before. But,
obviously,
okay,
you're a darn good one, I got to tell you. Okay? Okay, you're getting people to the district. Okay? You never thought you'd be in sales. But seriously, what is it like to, you move from this into recruiting? Because to recruit to any given school district, you have to really like the school district. You have to come across as genuine, and I know you do. Okay, and I know it's a good city. All right? Just talk about the difference between what teaching and recruiting, teaching and administration, that sort of thing.
Sure. As a principal, you're on the other side of recruiting. So I do the hiring for the building for teachers and for paraprofessionals. So we're at the grassroots, basically at the building level. And this position, I'm recruiting for the entire district versus when I was a principal just within my own building, I would recruit. But now I'm recruiting for all schools in Springfield, so that's been a bit of a change. And just trying to help people to understand why Springfield Public Schools is one of the greatest school districts to work for, why come to Springfield, what do we have to offer. So that's been a change for me for this year. I've been on a smaller scale, dealing with just the building that I was in, and now I'm dealing with all 65 schools and principals. But I love the position and just love meeting people and working with our principals and trying to get people to come for our positions in Springfield.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. Again, we're going to talk about this in detail. Not only is Val the senior administrator of talent, it's also diversity development, okay? And I just said, what is the racial demographics of Springfield schools, Val?
So Springfield Public Schools is 68% Hispanic, 19% African American. So we have a very diverse group of students that we work with, and we're trying to bring diversity as well into our teaching force. And so
right.
if we have great teachers. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, just surprised me. I thought you were going to give me the opposite demographics. I thought you were going to tell me it was 68% African-American and 19% Hispanic, okay? And it's the opposite, right? 68% Hispanic in Springfield, Massachusetts.
We have a great Hispanic population in Springfield that are incredible to work with our students and our teachers as well. So that's why we try to expand our workforce to include great diversity within our workforce for the school district so that students role models, they have mentors, and so that's our prime focus, just to bring great teachers to Springfield.
And you're doing that. I want to keep mentioning that. You're doing that, all right? And, I always love hearing that because people tend to think, and then when we're dealing, and I did a show yesterday. Let me give you an example. I did a show yesterday, okay, with something called the Latinx EdTech Summit, where down in the border in El Paso, there was a lot of poverty, and particularly it's a very, very high Hispanic population down there, all right? And they tried to bring more awareness of the needs of educational technology and the needs of more broadband for all the families down there along the border and that whole county that includes El Paso. Okay, when I say El Paso, people automatically think, oh, it's a Hispanic area. All right, when I say Springfield, Massachusetts, they don't, and I include myself here, they don't think that. Okay, yet it is. Okay, which is a very important factor these days, and I think it's wonderful, but how diverse, all right, all the areas that you might not even suspect are, and by the way, about 52% of American public school students, I believe this is the correct number, are of Hispanic origin. Okay, so you're right in there in the mix, okay, and on that note, okay, Val, how are you doing? I'm just going to ask this point, like, how do you... How are you doing finding the teachers and the administrators who sort of match your students? That doesn't mean that Caucasian people or Asian people aren't going to do a good job. Okay, I don't mean it that way, but we do look for some role models in here. How are we doing, Val?
We're doing very good with our recruiting efforts. We go to a lot of different colleges, a lot of different job fairs that we hold, and we're getting great diverse candidates for our buildings. And so I think that having the job fairs, having those virtual job fairs, especially this year, there's a lot of virtual job fairs that we hosted for people. And so we're finding a lot of employees that are coming through those job fairs and just visiting our website. And my contact information is on our website. So I've received a lot of emails from people interested in relocating to Springfield, finding positions. Yeah. And so we're happy with all of our efforts that we've been doing to support that for our students.
Yeah, and again, it's a good part of the world. By the way, I live in Maine. I'm a New Englander. Okay, just in case don't understand. Yeah, I live in Maine. We're talking to you from a little town in western Maine where I live called Cornish, Maine. Okay, which is right near North Conway, New Hampshire, if you've ever been there.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of close to there. Okay, so we go there for all our discounts at the outlets, just like you do.
Oh.
Okay. We're just closer. Okay.
That's right. Always good. That's always good.
Yeah, it is good. So you've been using the job fair. Are there enough? Are you finding enough diverse candidates to match your needs? And I'm going to say it another way. It's hard to just find teachers, okay? Mm-hmm. We need teachers, okay? And it's hard to find teachers. And a lot of teachers are thinking of quitting after these 2 years and all the pressure they're under.
We hope not.
Oh, we have our teacher-retention.com website, okay? We are real concerned about this, all right? And that's my point. It's hard to find teachers. We don't want to lose teachers. We're going to talk about that, okay? But we have to find just teachers. And now, of course, we want teachers to try to match as best we can at least some of the students, okay, or some of the teachers so we can get it going. How's the word? Is diverse? Are you finding a diverse workforce? Are you finding enough teachers in Springfield, for Springfield?
Yes, what we do, I'm not going to give you all our tricks of the trade, but what we're doing, we go right to our local colleges for the education programs. So those students who are graduating from those college education programs, they're coming to Springfield to work for us as teachers, so they're first-year teachers. And so not only do we do that for our local colleges and universities, but for all universities that we send job fairs to or have postings in their career development center. So we're recruiting from the colleges of the graduating seniors that were education majors looking for positions. So that's been our greatest asset that we have so far that come in. And, of course, we have those teachers who have families that their significant other received a job offer in the Springfield area. So they're relocating to Springfield and they want a job as a teacher. So that's where we develop our pool from.
That's all good. What colleges are you using? Are you using Amherst? What do you do? UMass Amherst and where else?
Yes, we use all of our area colleges that we have. We also go out of state because we have to broaden our horizons and our pool. So we go, we travel, and hopefully this year with the travel restrictions being lifted and we have in-person job fairs, we'll be able to come to more colleges. Throughout the United States, so there is no kind of boundary where we won't go. We just want to bring people's knowledge to Springfield Public Schools and to try to get them here. And we're lucky we have a progressive superintendent who wants diversity, who believes in diversity, who believes in hiring highly qualified teachers. So he has us to go to different places and supports us in our efforts.
Let's name that superintendent. What is his name?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Superintendent Daniel Warwick.
There you go. Okay. Congratulations to him for seeing what he needs. All right. Are you also in charge? I know you're in charge of diversity development. This is a tough question. I want to talk about teacher retention for a second. Okay. Mm-hmm. Springfield is now 68%, the school district, 68% Hispanic, 19% African-American, and let's say 10% others or whatever the case may be. Okay, that's good. How are we doing in terms of the teachers? Okay, these are the long-term teachers and even the new ones, understanding the cultural aspects, if I may, of the students they are now teaching. How are you? Do you handle professional development too? Do they need it? How's that shake out? It's an interesting point because suddenly you're teaching a largely Hispanic culture. It's cool. Go ahead.
We have a department, a very excellent department for professional development, so I don't deal with professional development directly. I'm indirectly involved with our PD for the district. But one of the things that we pride ourselves on for retaining teachers is offering strategic, high-quality professional development for all of our staff, including teachers and paraprofessionals, so that each year we bring in experts. If you can just imagine, we have great teachers who are doing great lesson planning. And so when you bring in those professional development consultants to work with them on their pedagogy even more, then their lessons become even greater than what they originally started with. So one of the key things to retention for us is making sure that our teachers have what they need as far as professional development.
Good.
So we make sure that we bring in consultants. We have a week of August PD for all teachers and paraprofessionals, and then throughout the year we have three designated PD days where students don't come to school, and we have the professional development offered to our staff. And then throughout the school year, we have PD that's offered after school and sometimes during school hours to our paraprofessionals as well as teachers. So they're constantly getting new information. They're constantly tweaking their instruction. And for retention, that goes a long way for teachers because they feel like they're supported. They feel like if I have this idea and I want to try this idea, and you actually have other people in the district that had similar ideas that are trying them. So we have a PLC, professional learning communities, like that in our district where they can get together, they can discuss their ideas and actually bring new things to buildings. And so there's always ways that you can, if you have ideas, you think outside the box, and everyone fits into a box. And we recognize that in Springfield. So when you have these ideas and you want to use them and you're like, well, school, I didn't realize school X was doing this too, or school Y was doing this. And when you discover through our PD that, yes, we are, you have a professional learning community of peers that work with you and bring your ideas to fruition. So we have a lot of professional development that we do offer to our staff, and we try to make sure that through our programs that for our universities and colleges, that if you want to go back to school, like, for example, our paraprofessionals, if they want to go back to school to get a bachelor's degree, we have programs tailored for them. If you're a teacher and you want to get a master's or a doctorate degree, we also work with you to do that. And if you're if you want to go through the administrator track, we also have those programs within our district that we sponsor. So we have teachers that are in programs to study to become administrators. Some of our administrators are some of our course instructors so that they get the hands-on experience of what it's like working as an administrator in Springfield Public Schools. So the more that we put in our pipeline of programs for our employees, the more they find things that they can identify with and want to, and draw them to stay in Springfield. So that's what we want to have happen and keep going.
And I think it probably is working. That was a great description of all the professional development. It's so darn important. It also sounds like the educators, I'll say administrators, everybody, they're enthused about this, and they're using it and they're learning it. And again, a veteran teacher 30 years ago wasn't teaching the same kids they're teaching now. Okay, that 22-year-old teacher is now a 52-year-old teacher, okay, who was taught a different way and was probably teaching different kids in 1990, okay? But things change, all right? And that's good, all right? And the district becomes more diverse, et cetera, et cetera. The diversity balance changes, okay, and the cultural change. I think that's excellent the way you're keeping up with all this. Where are the greatest needs right now? I have a feeling you're going to say special education, but where are the greatest needs in Springfield right now?
Special education is one.
Yeah.
Paraprofessional teachers, substitute teachers. What we want to do is kind of replenish our pool of candidates so that we
yep.
always have a great pool to pull from for candidates. So that's what I'm working on now, to make sure that we have people that are applying to Springfield Public Schools for those positions that we have.
Well, when you talk, actually, that's a good point you brought up, a paraprofessional. And I know a lot of people are listening understand this, but just say, what are you looking for in a paraprofessional, and in what areas?
Sure. Our paraprofessionals, first of all, in order to be a paraprofessional, you have to have at least 60 college credits. If you don't have that, that's not a problem. You have to pass the Work Keys test, and that comprises of three tests, workplace documents, which is like a reading test, applied math, and writing. So once you have passing scores on those tests, you're hired for us as a paraprofessional. And basically, the paraprofessional role, you're going to work with the students, helping them to increase their reading and math skills. And you are just like, you become a mentor and role model to our students. So our youth of paraprofessionals in our schools, we have them for our special ed students and our special ed programs. We also have them for our pre-K courses and classes, as well as kindergarten. So they're much needed, they're well respected, and we value our paraprofessionals greatly. And they're part of our continuation of the pipeline, because that's how you start within Springfield Public Schools. And once you're there, and if you have to do some of our paraprofessionals love what they do and want to stay as a para, they just want to have that extra key so that they could kind of maintain current, which is great. Other paraprofessionals want to become a teacher, and so we work with them on those dreams and on those goals for them to become a teacher.
And, you know, I was going to ask you that question, who are these people? Okay, are most of them, I have to ask, are most of them younger people? And I'm thinking in my head, you know, it's a great thing for someone, maybe, I don't know, who's retired, okay, who wants to do this. I mean, well, who are these people that you're looking for to become paraprofessionals? And that is a challenge all over the country, finding these people.
Yes, and we're fortunate. We have all age ranges. We have from the high school students that are graduating, who decided to take a year off from college, and we hired them as paraprofessionals. They were Springfield Public School students. We have working moms who need the hours, and they're flexible enough that they love the hours. We have retirees who are coming back that wanted to do something for the school.
Oh, that's great.
So we range the gamut. So there's no particular age range. If you're interested in working with students, then that's who we have. So we don't necessarily cater to a different age range.
That's cool. And also, I have to ask this next week, and I know a lot about this, and a lot of this really started heavily during the pandemic. I'm working next week. I got a show with the National Virtual Teachers Association, okay? Mm-hmm. And a lot of school districts are using, or have to use, if I may, virtual educators, because this is beyond the pandemic. This is in a health reason. They can't find that teacher anywhere in their area, i.e. the classic example being, where's the great physics teacher? Okay, we have to bring them in virtually. And especially that some of them are using it with subs, et cetera. What's going on with that in Springfield? Is there any virtual education use going on?
We have one virtual school in Springfield that services students from grades K through 12. If they're interested, right? So we have a lot of different programs within Springfield. So if you're interested in being a virtual teacher, we do have a virtual school for elementary. It's one school, but it services elementary, middle, and high school. So we do have that particular school as well.
Right. It's an interesting world out there, isn't it, Val? Okay.
Yes.
The world has changed. I mean, it
yes,
really
it
and truly is. And I have to ask, you know, there's all kinds of things going on in education. The principals, okay, are there enough people who want to become principals and administrators?
Right now in Springfield, I am happy to say that all of our schools are staffed, so we are doing excellent with our principals as well as assistant principals, so we're in good shape.
That's good. That is really excellent. You got a good school district there, Val. Wind down. Do your sales pitch. Go. You're on.
Oh, wow.
That sales pitch.
If you're interested in working for a district that supports you, works with you, and cares about you, please go to our website at www.springfieldpublicschools.com. Once you're on our website and you're clicking different positions, you'll see my contact information. I'll be more than happy to work with you to get a position in Springfield Public Schools. So we hope that you're going to reach out to us and come work for us in Springfield. It'll be the best decision that you've ever made.
And what are you looking? You're looking for special ed right now, right? And what else? What are the key ones? No, Matt.
We're looking for care professionals, special education teachers, teachers in general. If you're interested in being a substitute teacher, that's great too. We have openings for that as well. We have a plethora of jobs that are being offered, and I'll be more than happy to sit with people one-on-one and just talk with them and get their interest and kind of match their interest to a position. So that's the great thing about my position, that I can talk to different people to try to get them in the right spaces that they want to be in.
You're wonderful. Val, thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your day off, and I'm telling you, you're doing a great job out there. I know you are. Okay, so just keep it up, and you're welcome here anytime, Val. You're welcome here anytime.
I thank you, and thank you so much for having me here. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Take care. Happy 4th.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy the whole weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, Val Williams, everybody. Valerie is over at Springfield, Mass. I think there's a Springfield in every town, every state, but this is Springfield, Massachusetts Public Schools, springfieldpublicschools.com, okay? And this is great. She's just terrific at talent and diversity development, okay? So please go over to springfieldpublicschools.com. We'll archive over at ace-ed.org. Check out what we're doing at teacher-retention.com and enjoy your July 4th weekend. I'm Larry Jacobs. See you on the 5th.